Caladiums are easy to grow if you know the secrets. Today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Some may ask, where's the best place to plant caladiums? In my opinion, caladiums receiving at least partial shade tend to have better color development. But consider how and where caladiums are grown for the market. The vast majority of caladiums for our landscapes are field grown in Florida in the full sun. In fact, 95% of all caladiums are grown in the Sunshine State. Consistent moisture is the key during the hot summer months. Plant in fertile, well-drained soil. Be sure to mulch caladium plants when they are transplanted to keep the soil moist and cool. At the end of the season, if you're like me and consider caladiums as annual color, you just leave the tubers in the ground. But frugal gardeners can actually dig the tubers and replant the following year. Dig the tubers at the end of the season before the leaves have lost all color and sort the plants by color. Allow to dry in a protected area for about a week, then remove the dry foliage and carefully brush any remaining garden soil off the tubers. Store in a cool, dry location until next spring. When planting, wait until it's time to transplant your tomatoes. With literally thousands of selections available in the market, who can remember all of the names? In my opinion, it doesn't matter. Just pick your favorite colors and get them planted in the garden. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.